we've distributed or are distributing roughly $800 million of additive CARES money to school districts during this time period. I think the particular point in question is there was a published formula number that created an expectation in the minds of many school system leaders, and some of them aren't satisfied until they get that exact number. And the way that the CARES money is actually being distributed, there's a decent number of school systems that are getting more than that number. So that has been a somewhat common refrain. I will also say that unlike about a dozen states, there aren't any teacher layoffs or any budget cuts in public education in Texas, which is in part because of the way that we have responded with federal funds. The legislature's put probably an extra $2 billion of federal money into public education in the last 100 days. That's generally really good news in terms of our COVID response and the financial solvency of the school finances.